Hello, man the gramophones, I'm back again. Here we go. Yep. Oh, listen to that. I like this music. It's Chico Rodriguez and his... Hold on, I'll go and get the cover. Oh yes, here we are. It's called Tijuana. I'm sure I pronounced that very well. Do you like that? Tijuana by Chico Rodriguez and his Tijuana sound. The 16 tracks played on this record once again prove how Herb Alpert brought into prominence the foot-tapping music of the Mexican fiesta, and which is still one of the most exciting sounds in the dancing world. In my mind, I'm piloting a greasy Spanish lady around a dance floor with great speed, great precision, and no small amount of panache. Actually, I'm just sitting here looking at this crappy cover. There are titles on this record which Herb Alpert has made into great hits, including Tijuana Taxi, which is the one we're listening to now, and Mexican Shuffle. Now Chico Rodriguez has added arrangements of some of the world's greatest... Thank you. Greatest music. Just to prove I haven't lost my touch. Right, what was I going to tell you? Graham Day and the Jailers, we went to see them in some god-awful place in the depths of the Dordogne, or Dordogneshire, as I think the English call it, which is in France, you see, and it's full of English people. Except there weren't any English people at the gig, apart from Graham Day and the Jailers, and me. I haven't seen Graham since he was in The Prisoners. It was great to see him, and he was fabulous, and Johnny Barker on the bass, and a drummer who runs a catfish farm in Alabama, in real life. It was startling. The PA system was, shall we say, French, and the organisation was very French too, which meant that we ended up in a cafe, and some of us got blotto on pasties, and others of us got hyperactive on coffee. And we met some locals who had big red noses, and then off we went and saw the band, and this is them. And I believe this song is called Glad I'm Not Young, and it's from the album Triple Distilled. I'm glad I'm not young too.
We'll be right back.
That was Graham Day and the Jailers, or Graham Day and the Gaolers, as it said on the poster. That's another typical French thing. Don't get me started. Anyway, I like to play this record by Christine Ullman and Rebel Montez. We met Christine Ullman in New Haven, Connecticut, which is, I suppose, the unofficial twin of the New Haven in England, in Sussex, where I was born. But not a lot of people know that, and that's beside the point. Meeting Christine was a bit like meeting Dusty Springfield, and then she came and sang with us, and it was great. So this is from her new album, The Deep End, and it's called There Ain't No Cure.
I got a secret, baby, that I shouldn't tell. I may get better, but I'll never get well. I went to the doctor and the doctor said, you gotta drive that boy right out of your head. Now I'm walking on the back streets crying to myself. The love potion in my veins, I can't help myself. I feel you like a need crawling under my skin. I need your kiss, I need my medicine. You're kind of like poison in a pretty colored bottle, like a runaway train with a wide open throttle. You're a chemical reaction, 100 proof pure. Satisfaction and there ain't no cure. I got a dedicated heart, there's nothing I can do about it. A true fine thing, and there's no way I can live without it. It's blacker than a cat, and oh baby, 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 I like it like that. Yeah. You're kind of like poison in a pretty colored bottle, like a runaway train with a wide open throttle. Your chemical reaction, 100 proof pure. It ain't satisfaction, and there ain't no cure. Shatter you. You're kind of like poison in a pretty colored bottle, like a runaway train with a wide open throttle. Your chemical reaction, 100 proof pure. It ain't satisfaction and there ain't no cure. You're kind of like poison in a pretty colored bottle, like a runaway train with a wide open throttle. Chemical reaction, 100 proof.
That's Mott the Hoople and I Wish I Was Your Mother, and the connection there is Ian Hunter. Well, obviously it would be a connection because he's in Mott the Hoople. Well, he was in Mott the Hoople when they existed, and I think they've ceased to exist for all time now, having made the comeback. Was it a comeback or was it a joyous celebration? I don't know. But the connection is actually that Ian Hunter sang on the Christine Ullman track. That was the male voice. So I had to play an Ian Hunter, I was going to play an Ian Hunter track, but I couldn't find it in the post-album recording chaos here. So now I've completely lost the plot. I've got this new album by Holly Golightly and the Brokoffs. I was a bit thrilled about this because it's got one of my songs on it, one that I wrote, and it's not the usual one that people cover. I'm not going to say which one it is. You'll have to buy it to find out, and I'm going to play another track off it. This is called Forget It. The album's called Madison County, and the record label's Transdreamer Records, and everyone should have a copy of that. They'll make Holly rich, and it will make me, or not quite as rich. Good. Okay. Where am I now? Yes. This is all going to tie together. Ian Hunter didn't come to see us play when we played in New Haven, even though this geezer that we met in Dallas, who said he was a friend of Ian's, I don't know if I can call him, should I call him Mr. Hunter, because I've never met him. Anyway, this bloke, he was all mouth, he said like, oh, I'm going to get Ian Hunter to come and see you, he's going to love you, he lives near New Haven, he's going to be there. And we thought, well, can you get Keith to come? You know, Keith Richards to come, because he is rich. Did he change his name? I can't bloody remember. Anyway, Keith, if I might call him Keith, lives in Connecticut. So we thought, well, it's going to be star-studded. But in the end, Christine Ullman turned up, and that was it, really. So I was thinking that, having told you this completely inconsequential story, I could play a Rolling Stones record. You probably think I'm going to, you know, the band you love to hate and all that. But I'm not going to. I'm going to play another track by Tarka Cordell, and I'm going to play this for Erica Pardy. And the track is called Girls Keith. And I think the Keith involved in it is actually the Keith, because Tarka was mates with his son Marlon, who's a friend of mine on Facebook, by the way. See, so that's all tied up very nicely. I mean, I know what I'm doing. Anyway, this is Tarka Cordell from the record Wide Awake in a Dream.
When all my
Couldn't resist playing a second track, and that one was called My House, obviously off the album Wide Awake in a Dream by Tarka Cordell. And that's it for the show, which is a shame because I had some other records that I was going to play, but I'll just have to play them in the next one, and I hope it won't be a long gap because I've missed it. And I expect you've missed me too. And you can leave all your comments, criticisms and complaints on www.etc. And you can also look at our wonderful US tour that we'll be on shortly and soon with the new record, Two Way Family Favourites. That's a plug from me for me. And I'll see you next time. Good night.